Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, really glad you're here, too. Beverly M. Menebel is here, and I'm so glad she's here. She's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, and Real World Communication Strategies That Work. She is one of our top communication experts. She's also one of our top women in business experts. She's a former president of NABO, which is an outstanding organization of women business owners. And more importantly, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back on the show. Beverly, I'm going to throw you just a little bit of a curve because I'm going to ask you something that I've been talking to some folks about, and I want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
The reason I could tell Beverly it's a little bit of a curve because this is not exactly what we were going to talk about at the beginning. Beverly, I have this theory that small business owners have a different attitude about doing business than they did, say, 10, 20 years ago. That if you're going to do business with small businesses today, you've got to be able to speak a different language than the people you called on, say, 10, 12 years ago. Would you agree with that?
I would. Small business owners are feeling more secure. I think they know their place. I think we're getting together in various organizations and realizing that, hey, we got to run this economy. We're not an isolated leaf blowing in the wind here.
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes knowledge and security.
And more sophistication.
Yes. Oh, yes. With computers and all, I mean, you can play right there with the big guys.
Exactly. And when it comes to women in the marketplace, there are more and more people that we call on. When we knock on a door to do business with a small business, there's a 4 in 10 chance that the person behind the big desk is a woman.
That's right. 47% of small businesses or businesses, privately held businesses, are owned by women. And most of them, the size ranges, but, most of them are going to definitely fall within the small business category. And I like what you said earlier about, the sophistication. Yesterday, I was up visiting my parents. It was my sister's birthday, and she was down from Ohio, so I took yesterday off. But using my BlackBerry, I'm emailing back and forth to some very large clients, and they were scheduling training with my company, with TLC. And my father said, "What do you keep doing with that little thing?" And I said, "Making money, Daddy." And I said, "This woman has no idea that I'm in your kitchen with my pajamas and robe on."
Exactly. That was a little more information we needed, Beverly. But we get your point. Exactly. And now we get to another level of this discussion, Beverly. And that is, if I call on a business, do I need to have two approaches, not significantly different, but somewhat different approaches ready? One, if I find out that the big chair has a man in it, and the other one, if I find out that the big chair has a woman in it. Is that a hard question?
Well, no. Yeah, it is a hard question because I want to think about the answer. I guess I would say I would want you to go in with one approach, and that approach be great flexibility. In other words, don't go in already set that you're going to address something one way or the other, because not only do you have the gender differences, but you've got to be looking at and quickly assessing the behavioral style of that person, and adjust what it is you're going to say. And, of course, the best way to do that is to make sure that you go in with a couple really good open questions so you are in the position of listening first. Mm-hmm. Because if you go in with the idea that you're gonna talk first, you're likely going to get that, you know, foot in the mouth very quickly.
But with a woman business owner, don't I need to go just a little bit slower in terms of getting right to the point and maybe let them get to know me just a little bit more maybe than I would with a guy?
Not necessarily. Not with me. So certainly with some, but that's more of a behavioral style than a gender difference.
Yeah. I have to say, Beverly, you're a little bit different.
What's your point, Jim?
You're a little bit different from a lot of the ladies that I have known. Stand by. I say that with a lot of love, Beverly. We'll be right back. I'm going to try to get myself out of trouble here during the break. Stay with us. The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly M. Menebel is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. And Beverly, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your company.
The website is www.talklisten.com, and we've just had it revised, so when you go on, there'll be a tip every time that you go on, and you can click on and read a backlog of our newsletters. We have a free electronic newsletter each month, and each on different topics. So one time it might be on sales, another one it might be on customer service, another time it might be on negotiations, and you're welcome to download those and sign up so that you will get them each month. And TLC, we build people to help them build their own success.
All right, and that's talklisten.com.
Yes.
They can find you there too, can't they?
That's right, and they can now purchase them online.
Good deal. Can they get an autograph copy if they ask for it?
Yes, they can.
Be sure you do that, folks, because in 100 years, that signature is going to be worth at least 50, 60 cents. Right, Bev?
Maybe.
That's what I tell them. Okay, I want to come back, even as dangerous as it may be, I want to come back to what we were just talking about doing business with men and with women. I believe that 20 years ago, if you called on a small business, that there was a 50-50 chance that one small business would be a business. The person just decided to be a small business owner. Or the other side of the coin would be that they inherited the business. They grew up in the business. Today, Bev, as you and I know, there are 1,000 different reasons why people became small business owners. They got downsized, right-sized, fired, can-sacked, whatever. There may be a lot of different reasons. So they're coming at what they came at what they're in a different way. And I believe that it's important, as we work with those small business owners, as we communicate with them, that we have an idea about how they got where they are. What do you think about that?
I think that's very true, because where you are, your roots, your experiences are going to, perceptions incredibly, and some of these small business owners may have just come from a very large company in which they were privy to a lot of information. So just because they're in a small company now, don't overlook what that person may know or what their connections or experiences might be.
Exactly. That's well said. And which brings me to the point that don't assume that you're dealing with somebody who just, fell off of a log or something. Somebody is just because this person is running a tiny company doesn't mean they're not highly sophisticated. And which brings me back to the ladies, right? Because how many ladies do you know who were corporate VPs or maybe presidents and they just got out of the big business rat race and started their own business?
Former VPs that I know that are now running their own business, and some of them, I know quite well. There's many, many, mid-level managers who, for a variety of reasons, decided to go out on their own. And, these people are sophisticated.
Yep.
They're advanced. They're used to making major purchasing decisions, so certainly if you are approaching them for business, approach with respect and be informed. But please listen first. Find out something about their needs before you go in armed with solutions for them.
And I believe, Beverly, that what you just said is essential for everyone that you talk to. But I think it helps to take to put a little extra effort into listening to the lady prospects. What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe it's because I'm one. And women, but I'm going to say listen to everybody. It just makes good sense.
Yeah.
Listening makes you smarter. If you go in and you ask a couple questions that start with how or what and find out what that person wants or what they know or what their gripe of the day is, you know, you never know what kind of answer you're going to get. And then adjust what you're going to say. You come away with, you've built more of a relationship. And when you boil it down, that's what it's all about, is establishing a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so if you find, especially if with the business owners that are listening out there, if you are an extrovert, you know, a person who thinks out loud, make sure that you discipline yourself to listen. Otherwise, you will not be able to establish a relationship.
What would that look like?
Well, it means that you go in.
Come across
you ask,
too strong? Too fast?
Oh, you know, because let me tell you, in my 25 years in business, people have misread me here or there. And I would say, to your point, Jim, yes, more men have misread me than women, but I would also say that more men have approached me than women, mm-hmm. and, you know, to sell me something.
What did it seem like? What did it feel like to you when you felt like a man was misreading you? When you felt like, did you feel like he was not doing a good job, and he would have done that with anybody, or did you feel like he was not doing a good job because he didn't connect with you, a woman?
Well, I don't know that I went to the gender card on that. I just, you know, my immediate reaction was, don't underestimate me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know with whom you deal. And, of course, my behavior would change so that they would instantly realize. It's like one man said to me, you know, mid-sentence, I called him on something. And, he approached me. It was a sales meeting. And he looked at me and he said, this sales isn't it, ma'am? And I said, yes, it is. Because he didn't know when to let go. That
right.
He was
right.
Teaching me something.
Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Beverly and Manibo right after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the together.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. And her website is talklisten.com. I encourage you to check it out. How often does that free newsletter come, Bev?
It comes out once a month.
Once a month. And so you need to subscribe to that while you're there, folks. Beverly, what is your best advice to us today on doing a better job of communicating with the people that we want to do business with? Prospects and customers.
Prospects and customers. You know, I think I've mentioned that you need to establish a relationship. And in order to do that, you need to know with whom you're speaking. And that's going to happen best if you go armed with a couple really good open questions. You know, what are your needs? What's the history, you know, of your company? You know, you want to see yourself, you know, a year from now, those types of questions. And then take notice of what they're saying. I mean, take notes. When somebody asks me a question and they actually write down a couple things I say, you know, it kind of makes you feel like, oh, I must have said something important. So take notes, keep a file, make sure that you know something about that customer, and then look for an opportunity to give them something, an article that you've read somewhere, you know, information that you heard on this wonderful radio show, you know, Jim's newsletter, whatever. But look for an opportunity to send them something that they mentioned they have interest in. it, and boy, does that build relationships.
Now, one of the things that I, and by the way, folks, that's really good stuff. I hope you wrote all that. Beverly, one of the things that I think gets salespeople in trouble big time, or anybody really, if they're doing business with anybody, and that's when we presume too much.
Yes.
I think presumption is one of the biggest enemies of a successful business, of the successful budding relationship. We presume too much. We think we already know. And that's the whole point that I'm making when I talk about all the different directions that people come from, all the different ways that people small business owner in the 21st century, small business owners like you and me in the 21st century, is if a salesperson presumes that we presume how you and I got where we are. Because I think by not presuming and by finding out how you and I got what we are, I think that's ammunition. I think that's information that can benefit us instead of trying to sell that person.
Listeners out there have lost a sale or a bid on something because they knew the individual and they just assumed that it would come back with them.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot like personal relationships, like for those of us that are married. And congratulations, Jim and Devana, that you have been married 4 years today. And you've got to keep dating. I mean, you can't just take it for granted. So when you have these established customers, you've got to keep listening. You've got to find out where they are now. Just base it on where they were, you know, a year or 2 years or 4 years ago.
But that takes time, that takes interest, that takes caring about that relationship with that customer. And I believe that in more so than ever before, that if you go to that extra effort, Beverly, and I think that it you don't even have to point it out. Just the fact that you've given that extra effort, it starts shining, and I think it pays. I think people appreciate it, and I think it, and it doesn't. I don't think it matters whether it's a man or a woman. I do think the women appreciate it a little more than the guys do. I think women appreciate extra effort maybe more than guys do.
And my response to that would be, yes, I think they do, and I think that is because they're pretty smart. Value that somebody is willing to establish a relationship. I got it in, didn't I?
You did get the smart thing in there. And I thought I was, and you thought I was being chauvinistic, huh? Beverly, I got 1 minute. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts would be talk positively to yourself as well. Because, you know, when you go out there and we're all starting our businesses again, it starts over. And make sure before you pick up that phone, before you walk into that meeting, before you talk to your staff, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself good positive things. Starts with you because you are the business owner.
No toxic talk.
Yeah.
Get rid of the toxic talk.
Make sure it's first person. I make sure it's present tense. I am, I have, I do, and make sure it's positive.
I can. That's another good one.
Yes.
Yeah. Beverly, give us your website one more.
TalkListen.com, or you can give us a call at 888-BECAUSE.
TalkListen.com. The book is called Not Cheap. You can find that at the website and all the other things there at talklisten.com. Hey, thanks, Bev. Good job.
Thank
today.
So
we'll
much.
See you next time.
All righty.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.